While we expect all of you to be glued to NPR News this evening, if you don't have a radio with you, you might want to check in on the TV coverage. After the fiasco 4 years ago, what might caution look like? And what's the difference between the cable and broadcast TV networks anyway? Jonathan Storm, TV critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer, joins us from his home outside Philadelphia, where he's resting up for the big night ahead. Welcome back to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you.
Can you identify the strengths and weaknesses of the various networks for us?
Well, I would say I really can't identify the strengths and weaknesses of Fox News without causing a ruckus. So mm-hmm. I think everybody knows the strengths, if there are any, and weaknesses of Fox News. So I think we'll skip them and move on to the other four, which actually, in my opinion, do cover news in a professional manner. The two that are going to be the most interesting.
I think you just caused a ruckus, Jonathan. Go ahead.
That thing always leaves me speechless. Anyway, CNN and NBC have the most gewgaws tonight. CNN has turned the NASDAQ headquarters into some kind of, it looks like downtown Vegas with the lighting and so forth that they've put up there. And they're going to have more numbers than you can shake a stick at. They have 100 TV screens, which usually are reflecting the ups and downs of all these stocks. And tonight they're going to be, I'm pretty sure they have one screen dedicated to each and every state. So that takes care of 50, and that leaves them with 50 more.
What, for American Samoa?
You know, I don't think they get to vote in American Samoa.
Oh, wow. Go ahead.
And I guess there's so many screens that the camera can't actually cover them all, so we have to eliminate a few. But there'll be a few left for, you know, important things as well.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, will be sort of fascinating. NBC takes the cake tonight. They've taken the not just the cake, but the ice skating rink at Rockefeller Center, and they've taken and put an entire huge map of the United States on the ice skating rink. And they've hired young, strong people to carry around cutouts of the states. You have a little 10-year-old to carry around Rhode Island and three burly football players for Texas. And whenever somebody decides that one of these states has gone blue for Kerry or red for Bush, people are going to drag a little cutout of the state and put it down on the rink, and that's going to be flashed up on the wall of the Rockefeller Center, and everybody can see it who's standing on the streets. And hopefully somehow on your TV you'll figure it out, too.
This also will, of course, be the last time around for one of the great anchor veterans, Tom Brokaw of NBC News.
That's why I would be watching NBC. Tom Brokaw is I think, for my money, he's the most middle-of-the-road, straight-shooter anchor of them all. And to see him do his thing one last time, I think that's worth it just for the nostalgia factor. You also get Tim Russert and his little whiteboard and his grease pen. I think Russert is one of the best under fire analysts that you have on TV. So between the two of them, you're going to have a pretty good 1-2 punch. I've been assigned tonight to watch CBS, which has an entirely different feel to it. They're going to go retro and cut down on the high-tech stuff and just have Dan Rather and his ratherisms there, lower than a snake in a wheel rut and all those Texas things. He'll be trying to ringmaster the whole thing through, and it'll be interesting to watch, I think, to watch and see how cautious he is.
What about ABC?
ABC is ABC. I'm sure they'll be fine.
Okay.
They have a Canadian guy who runs their anchor desk, Peter Jennings, and I would not expect anything particularly spectacular from them. Given that you can watch anybody you want tonight, I don't think I'd be watching them, just because I think there won't be any particular attraction.
Any interesting counter programming on election night?
Oh my goodness! My goodness, on UPN. They're going to have one of the best new shows of the season. Nobody's watching it, and it's just a delightful show called Veronica Mars, in which a 17-year-old amateur detective solves crimes and helps out her fellow high school students in a coastal town in California.
Also, I noticed that for those who think that we may be seeing tonight a rerun of what happened last election, the Encore channel, if you get that many cable stations, the Encore channel is showing a Groundhog Day.
You're way ahead of me. I haven't got time to look at all that stuff today. I'm going to be boggled with all these numbers that are going to be coming in.
Jonathan Storm, thank you very much for being with us, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan Storm, TV critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and he joined us from his home outside of Philadelphia. Of course, you can get all of the results you need on this NPR news station, so just stay tuned right here. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.